The world's not perfect. How does knowing Jesus bring understanding to situations that are so out of place? Hi, it's Emily, and this is Unlocked, your daily key to opening your heart to God. Life is a little messy, right? No matter how perfect you want something to be, something always doesn't go according to plan. So how can we, in our sometimes perfectionist minds, cope with an imperfect world? The answer is Jesus. Total Sunday school answer, right? Well, today's devotion is about how Jesus promises to make all things new. It's called Cattywampus and was written by Candy Zeller. Sometimes things are a little out of place, a little cattywampus. For example, as I was shopping in the frozen food section at the grocery store, a funny sight caught my eye. Mingled among the frozen bacon were a dinosaur, a tiger, and a deer. While it was obvious that kids had been there and had deposited their favorite finds from the toy aisle into the frozen foods, I couldn't help but smile. It was a humorous reminder that while things are a little cattywampus now, we look forward to when Christ makes all things new, placing his people and everything else in the splendor and places they were made to be in, all to glorify him. When Jesus, who is God, died on the cross and rose from the grave, he beat sin, death, and brokenness. And that means that as Christians, we have a real hope about the future because of what he did. We face brokenness, but by the power of Christ's death and resurrection, we look forward to a forever with Jesus and his people, our brothers and sisters in Christ, a forever that will be free from sin and death and brokenness. So when the weight of brokenness becomes too much, we can know that we serve a God who is restoring us and who is with us, even though things are a bit cattywampus at the moment. Revelation 21:5 says, "He who sits on the throne, Jesus, said, 'Behold, I am making all things new.' He said, 'Write, for these words of God are faithful and true.'" So let's talk about this. What are some things in your life that are cattywampus? And listen, it can be a lot more than one thing, because the world we live in is so far from the perfect world that God created. But thank Jesus for his promise to make all things new. Which leads me into my next question. How does Jesus' promise to make all things new affect our understanding of broken situations? How does his promise affect the way we interact with this broken world? This is a life-changing gospel truth that Christ will make all things new. And we want you to keep learning more about it. So pick up your Bibles, or if you're listening on the Unlocked app, you can just click on the link to the verses through the app. Isn't technology amazing? And read Romans 8:11 and 22-23. As well as Revelation 21:1-5. Unlocked is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries, and until next time, I'm Emily, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening up the door to God in your life.